I'm Bruce Van Dyke with WEOL. Thanks for joining us on your travels during today's Sunrise Rotary Pizza Challenge. Hope you're enjoying all the great pizza. But we thought we'd take a moment to find out what Rotary is all about. If you need to know, the place to go is straight to the top. We've got the president of the Elyria Sunrise Rotary joining us, Kurt Anderson. Kurt, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Good afternoon, Bruce. Thank you very much.
So let's get into the basics of, for someone who's maybe seen a symbol of the Rotary, maybe have heard a little bit about it, tell me what is Rotary?
Rotary is an international community service and humanitarian organization. We have over 1.2 million members worldwide in more than 35,000 clubs in more than 200 countries and territories. And Rotary began in 1905 when Chicago attorney Paul Harris formed the Rotary Club of Chicago with three of his friends. Harris's original idea was to bring professionals with different backgrounds together to exchange ideas, form lifelong friendships, and most of all, to find ways to work together to address the needs of the less fortunate in the community. It was called Rotary because that first club in Chicago would rotate its meetings among the offices of the original four members. But within a year, it became so large that it needed a single meeting place. But since its beginning, Rotary has used a wheel as its logo to symbolize culture, service, and action. That original logo was a wagon wheel, but in 1922, it adopted the current geared wheel as a universal logo. And that the gear teeth represent Rotary's willingness to interact and coordinate with other organizations such as governments, churches, and nonprofit service organizations to reach out to the community and to serve the needs of others.
So that's kind of serve the needs of others. In fact, your logo, your motto, service above self. Talk about that and I guess the purpose of Rotary as you see it today.
Exactly. Service is the core purpose or value of Rotary. We also promote the values of integrity, respect, friendship, peace, and goodwill. Rotary's mission statement says, "We provide service to others, promote integrity, and advance world understanding, goodwill, and peace through our fellowship of business, professional, and community leaders." So as you can tell, service and working together is a big part of what we do. Rotary has seven specific areas of focus that it tries to work at and achieve. Probably the most well-known of those is disease prevention and treatment. Rotary's premier activity has been the international effort to eradicate polio. And the funding and volunteers from Rotary has now reduced polio to only two countries in the world, that's Afghanistan and Pakistan. And we are literally that close to eliminating polio from the world completely. Disaster relief also fits that goal. Rotary is one of the first groups that puts boots on the ground, so to speak, when there are earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanic eruptions, things like that. We also focus on clean water and sanitation, maternal and child health, basic education and literacy, and in local ways, economic and community development, peace and conflict resolution and prevention, and environmental conservation and rehabilitation. So those are the seven things that Rotary focuses on. But everything that Rotarians think, say, or do is guided by what we call the four-way test. First, is it the truth? Second, is it fair to all concerned? Third, will it build goodwill and better friendships? And fourth, will it be beneficial to all concerned? And that four-way test is something that all Rotary clubs adopt and use as kind of a framework for everything that they do. Now, our club has an informal fifth rule, which is it fun? Because we honestly believe that working together as a group is truly fulfilling. It builds fellowship and truly is very fun.
I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Kurt Anderson, joining us to talk about the Liria Sunrise Rotary. And you mentioned fun, and we're kind of in the midst of this fun event, kind of a very creative event, the Pizza Challenge, which has been going on for many years, kind of shifted a little bit from one location to just driving around getting the pizzas and learning a little bit about Liria. Talk a little bit about sort of what does the Liria Sunrise Rotary do related to some of those seven ideas, as well as the different, you know, ways to go about it. So talk a little bit about some of the ways your group, Sunrise Rotaries, is really impacting our community.
Sure. Our club has a number of ongoing projects, both locally and internationally. Internationally, one of the things that we're most proud of is that back in 2005, we helped start a fundraising program that since 2005 has raised over $600,000 to ship surplus medical equipment and supplies overseas to third world countries where that equipment may still be state of the art for them. That's through a Rotary program called Medical Equipment and Supplies Abroad Foundation. But the funds that are being generated by the Pizza Challenge are specifically earmarked for our local community programs. And those would include, for example, our support of a Rotary program at the Liria High School called Interact. Every year we also have a program called Santa House, where children can compete in a coloring contest, have their picture taken with Santa Claus, and personally give him their wish list. One of the key things that we are using the Pizza Challenge funds for is also the lighting for the East Falls at the East Falls Riverwalk. We originally installed that lighting, and we've worked with the city to maintain that. We also help support the Liria Public Library, including a financial commitment to the new main branch that's being built in downtown. We helped fund the renovation of the downtown fountain. We help maintain the landscaping at Gateway Park, there at the intersection of Lake Avenue and Gateway Boulevard, with those large shrubs that spell Liria. We help out with that. We have helped support Blessing House, including its new headquarters and building. We recently gave a $3,000 grant to Good Knights of Lorain County, which works to provide bedding for children of needy families. We help support Second Harvest Food Bank, and particularly during this last year's pandemic crisis, we teamed up with some other programs such as We Liria, We Care, and Love Liria to provide food distribution events for literally thousands of people. I mean, semis full of food that our club worked together with these organizations to make available and then distribute. So these programs are what people are supporting with their involvement in the Pizza Challenge. And we really want to say thank you to all the vendors who participate and to all of the customers who are participating, because you are helping us make and keep Liria a great place to live.
So after we hear a little bit about what Liria, the Rotary in particular, Liria Sunrise Rotary is doing, you as the president, what's your best pitch for getting somebody to become a member of Liria Sunrise Rotary?
Do you want to have a meaningful impact in the community? Do you want to have a personal effect on the people around you, and do you want to have fun doing it? I would say that we have so much work to do that we are always looking for people of high character and who have a passion for service, for reaching out. And I can't tell you the personal fun and fulfillment that you will feel by getting involved in something tangible that has a noticeable impact, not only here in the community, but internationally as well. So if you want to make a difference, if you want to roll up your sleeves and work side by side with quality people who care and who want to take action, the best way to do that is to reach out to us through our Facebook page, the Liria Sunrise Rotary, or through our website, LiriaSunriseRotary.com, or through any of our members. I'm sure they would be happy to give you information on how you could become a member.
Kurt Anderson, president of Liria Sunrise Rotary, joining us on the Pizza Challenge, to talk all about Rotary and their involvement. And obviously, there wouldn't be a pizza challenge without the Rotary and the organization putting such a thing together. Kurt, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Bruce, and thank you for your station support.